here. So the inquiry is, I think maybe I should explain, because we're going to do two inquiries. We're going to do one now and then we're going to do one later. And they're going to hang together. So many times you can say, when you go into the abyss, you go into, or if you connect with the abyss, right? Then you connect with the thing that you least of all want to connect with. And you've seen me many times when we're working with sadness or vulnerability or anger, and people don't really want to connect. There's a way to make it possible to, or easier to explore those spaces. And I often do it in a two-step process. First, I like to clarify what is so bad about that place. Second, I will then say, if none of that bad stuff happened, what would it be like to be in that place? Let me give you an example. If somebody fears their anger, I will say, what's so bad about the anger? And they will say, I fear that it's going to destroy relationships. And then my next question is, what does it feel like to be in touch with the anger if you for some reason know for sure that it won't destroy any relationships, right? Maybe you feel the anger alone, so there's nobody around whose relationship you can destroy. Does that make sense? I'll give you another example. So this is another example of how the method of touching into spaces that we fear. So if somebody's afraid of sadness and they say, I don't want to feel sad, then I would say, what's so bad about sadness? And they will say, if I'm sad, I will feel I lose all my power and I will be helpless. Then my next question will be, if you don't have to do anything so that it doesn't matter you're helpless, because there's nothing you need to do, then what is it like to be in touch with the sadness? Does it make sense, this two-step? First, we clarify the thing, the state that you're afraid of. What is it that's so bad about it? And then we create a scenario where those things are irrelevant, and then we explore that state again. Does it make sense, this two-step process? Good. So the inquiry we are going to do now is the first part. But instead of looking at sadness or anger or something like that, we look at the abyss. Whatever the abyss is for you. So for example, if you say, when I think about what I dread, right? I dread death. What is it you dread about death? I dread being 100% ignored. Like nobody cares, nobody even pays any attention. Then the first question, the question you will inquire into now is, what is so bad about being completely ignored? And you clarify, maybe it is, if I'm completely ignored, then my needs won't be fulfilled or something like that. For now, we just ask this counterintuitive question, what's so bad about that? So for example, if your dread is, I am utterly useless, there's no point to me, right? I'm pointless. Then the question for this inquiry is, what is so bad about being pointless? Can you see it when you get the question, it's almost like that doesn't make sense, because it feels like being pointless is just inherently bad. But it can be interesting to say, well, if it's true that you are completely pointless, what's so bad about that? And maybe you will say something like, well, I wouldn't know what to do in life. Good, that's an answer to it. Nobody would care about me because I can't be of any use to anybody. Maybe that's an answer. Okay? Does it make sense? So we want to produce a list. taking the place that we dread and say, what is actually so bad about it? Whether it's pointlessness, meaninglessness, being completely ignored, or whatever it is. So Caroline, you were out while we were tuning in to the dread that different people talk about. Do you have a sense of what is the one place that you just don't want to go to? The one place that it's almost like all your defenses are geared against to protect against that one place. Some of the things that we've had so far is like Alex said, if I can't help my mother, there's no point to me. Right? There's mm-hmm. no point to me. Or in general, if I can't be useful to anybody, there's no point to me. We had the being completely ignored by everybody. Like Ananda talked about the feeling guilty, right? If you've done something, I don't have a right to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question would be, what's so bad about not having earned a right to be here? To be here without having the right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a sense of what's yours? What words would you put to yours? What's your abyss?
It would definitely be around being useful or helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being wrong?
I don't mind being wrong.
Not just, I made a small mistake.
Oh no, I make loads of huge mistakes.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you as a human being.
Being wrong in what way?
Just being existentially wrong, right? If that makes sense. Nah, if it doesn't click, I just wanted to offer it as a possibility. If it doesn't click, it doesn't click.
Okay.
So, but yeah, look at what is it that you really dread, and then ask the question, what's so bad about that?
Mm-hmm.
Does the question make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Anybody have a hard time formulating the question for themselves? Maybe let's just do a quick round. How would you ask the question? I've sort of formulated for some of you, but just do a round. How would you ask it? Just so I'm sure that you have a good inquiry question. Yeah, Saul?
So it's what is it I dread, and then what's so bad about it? That's the two questions, yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what you dread?
Yeah, maybe worthlessness.
Worthlessness. Good. So what's so bad about being utterly worthless? And take it to the
end. If there was nothing to do, and that's how you would do it, is it like if there was nothing I needed to do, right, then why is it so bad? Kind of thing? Is that how you might ask the question?
First, I'd like you to just make the list. You think being worthless is not good.
Yeah.
I'll invite you to list out all the reasons. And because sometimes we just go like, of course I don't want to be worthless. Of course being worthless is bad. There's nothing more to say. But then this slightly provocative question is like, what's so bad about having no worth, right? What's so bad about being worthless?
Yeah.
And then you have to sort of excavate, what is it actually? Why don't you just go like, oh, it's awesome, I'm worthless, right? That's less pressure. Great. I know there's reasons why you think it's not great.
Yeah. Okay, so list.
Yes.
Find the dread, and then that's what we're doing. We're doing a listing exercise on this first inquiry.
Yes.
And then the next inquiry we're going to...
Then we're going to do something else with the list, yeah.
Got it, okay.
Do everybody have the... How many have a version of being useless or pointless? How many have a version of life being meaningless? Okay, good. I think I saw more... Do anybody not have a question? Let's do it. 1, 2, 3 breakout rooms. There we go. And so let's do a 12, 12, and an 8, 8, 8. And that means we come back 32. Right? Yeah, 32. Enjoy.